court documents from New York federal court indicate the suspects use a private investigator to track down this journalist, whose name we don't know at this point, but that journalist is also an author and a human rights activist that's been very critical of the Iranian government. The alleged plan was to kidnap the target, take them to a boat just outside of New York, then using maritime transport, take them to Venezuela. The documents also indicate the ring had tried to capture this person several times in the past, but were unsuccessful. Two other people linked to the victim had already been kidnapped and rendered to Iran. One is in prison. The other had been executed.
JJ, you mentioned Venezuela as a possible stop here. Why was that country chosen?
I don't have firm or solid information on this, but I do know that Iran operates a direct flight from Venezuela to Iran, to Tehran, from Caracas to Tehran. There is no other place in this hemisphere, as far as I know, that they operate a direct flight. So authorities that I've spoken to in the past and today as well think this may have been the reason, because there would have been a direct way to get this person back to Iran without any stops in between.